Hello, my fellow ferals, and welcome back to Reloading with Brittany Scoville. I am your host, Brittany Scoville, and we have Big Bobber with us again.
Big Bob, what?
Okay, in this episode, we are going to get into hosting. Auburn Rodeo, I hosted. Rock the South, I hosted. We were there for 3 days, and I was in front of 90,000 people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so you want to start with Auburn?
Sure.
So Kirsten, simply Kirsten, she was the one who got, I don't know how to say it. She initially asked. Was the one that got asked, and they said, you can have a co-host with you. And Kirsten said, you know, I'd much rather have a co-host because you know, that would be intimidating as hell, getting up on stage by yourself in front of all those people.
I guarantee it.
And so I'm pretty sure Kirsten negotiated me to be a co-host with her. And she said, Britt, I'm going to Auburn. I know you've got Africa coming up in 2 weeks, but there's nobody else that I would much rather have up on stage than you. And I loved that. When she said that, I was just like, oh, she trusts me. She loves me. And that was the start of Kirsten and I's friendship, was probably Auburn. We were friends online, but.
Yeah. I wasn't the biggest fan of the Auburn Rodeo.
Why?
Just because of the one day. It's only one day.
Yeah.
If it was 2 days, it would make more damn sense, honestly.
Yeah. We drove all the way down to Alabama. Yeah,
what was it, like 13 hours or something like that? And just for you to leave the next day, it's like, what the hell?
We picked up a hitchhiker on the way. In Illinois, we picked somebody up, and they went to Alabama with us.
Ryan.
Ryan, yeah. We get through Mount Vernon, Illinois. We're going to meet up with BMO to get some drinks or whatnot, and his buddy said that he was at a bar, so we stopped at the bar. It was entertaining as hell because his ex-girlfriend showed up to the bar, so I had entertainment. Like, she was flipping shit on him. So I'm just, like, you know, sipping on my Diet Coke. Like, Ryan was talking about his ex-girlfriend and her being crazy. And, you know, when men say that, that's what a lot of men say about women. Until I see the ex-girlfriend walk in the bar, and, like, it was quite the show. After that, Ryan jumped in the car with us, and we chucked down to Alabama.
Yeah, that was a miserable drive.
It wasn't that bad.
You drove for 2 hours of it.
You know, I don't even think I drove at all.
Yeah, you drove for, like...
On the way back.
No, on the way there. Like, I had to stop because I was about to fall asleep.
It was me, you, Carlton, and Ryan. No.
Austin Ireland.
Yep, Austin Ireland. It was fun. And then Brandon, Shin, and Wu-Tang met up with us and stayed at the house. Ireland was there. Jenna from Kansas was there. Yeah, they had a fun time. I was just trying to call...
Kylie Reeder, too. I forgot about
that. Yeah, Kylie Reeder was there. So, actually, how Auburn started, the girls and I were backstage. And Kirsten and I, we did a lot of practicing. We had, you know, notes and scripts and different things to say. I probably could read you right now what those lines were because we practiced so much. But we were backstage before everything was going on, and they were just kind of getting us used to the stage and, you know, showing us the microphones and getting used to everything. We're leaving the stage, and I'm in the back. Like, there's six girls with us, and we're going down the stairs, and we stop. We're, like, talking. This is insane. We are talking to these men that are wearing, like, all black. I'm like, okay, they're probably stage crew or something. And we're still talking. Like, I'm maybe two steps down at the top of these stairs. The girls are at the bottom, and they got really weird. Like, they just started acting weird. I'm like, what is going on? So it got really silent, like talking, us girls talking to these men. It got silent, and I must have said something, or I cracked a joke, or I don't know what was said. I made that man laugh. That man was Cody Johnson, and I had no idea. So when we left, they were like, oh my God, like they were freaking. I'm like, what the hell's going on? They're like, do you not know who that was? And I'm like, no, like what the fuck's going on? And they're like, that was Cody Johnson. And I'm like, wait, are you kidding me? I just made Cody Johnson laugh.
When you told me that, I was like, are you joking, Britt? How did you not know that was Cody
Johnson? He just looks like a normal dude.
Well, he was in sweatpants and stuff, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't wearing sweatpants. What? He was wearing just, you know, black t-shirt, had his sunglasses on, hat, scruffy beard. He just looked like a random blended in man.
Yeah.
And then a couple hours later, I introduced him on stage, and oh my God, dude, I about shit my pants. That was so awesome. To be able to say that, who else was performing there?
That one chick from Iowa.
Haley Witters.
Haley Witters.
The corn star.
The corn star.
Yeah, I didn't say porn star. I said corn star.
Corn.
She's from Iowa. If you're from Iowa, you know Iowa's got a lot of corn.
And if you don't follow my boy Big Daddy Rock Dog on TikTok, that's my homeboy.
This is Bestie. You're gonna talk about my outfit?
Your outfit right now?
No, what I wore.
I was gonna say you look good.
Thanks. I wore those camo pants.
Oh yeah.
For Auburn Rodeo. I'm looking at the video right now.
Yeah, you hopped on the freaking camo trend.
Okay, so this is funny, actually. I wore these camo pants, right? These cargo camo pants that were in the back of my drawer that I used to wear to go hunting. Like, I would just throw those on. Like, I didn't buy that just for that event. They don't really fit me all that well, so I kind of had to put a belt on, and I made it work. Mm-hmm. But that didn't really show my personality down in Auburn and who I was. Like, I just had to make a statement somehow, some way, and that was me making a statement.
You did pretty good.
Did you go to the rodeo at all? Because it's just a concert and a rodeo.
Yeah, I went for a little bit. Not long, though.
You did. I don't think I even made it over there.
There was a ton of people. I mean, like, you
There was a lot of people.
You couldn't see anything.
Mm-mm.
I think they should have had a better setup for the rodeo, too. There's a lot of things they could do different with that.
Yeah. But it was really fun. We just did a lot of crowd interviews, like Kirsten, the girls, and I. We compliment each other well. Kirsten is the sweetest person you will ever meet. She's got the biggest heart. And when I say that, like, you just meet her and she just glows. She just glows. And I compliment her well because I'm the one that will, you know, stick up for myself. And if someone, like, bullies Kirsten around, some people just tolerate it. And I'm like, why would you let them look at you like that? Why would you let them do that to you? You need to, like, stick up for yourself. But then again, Kirsten also tells me, like, you know, sometimes some things aren't needed to say. Like, you can go on about your day without, you know, saying that person's, you know what I mean. We compliment each other well. And she was with her ex at the time.
Yeah.
And that was not good for Kirsten because she couldn't focus because she had a man to worry about. She was so stressed out because of him. So my job was really just to make sure I was there because of Kirsten. So my main focus was to make sure that Kirsten was just calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's good stuff.
Yeah. You guys even went to, like, NFL games and stuff together.
We did.
That's so cool. We
went to a Titans game together.
And a Buccaneers, didn't
and
you?
And a Buccaneers, yeah, down in Florida.
That's awesome, dude.
I love her. She's got a baby on the way now.
You hid your suitcase under a bridge or whatever.
Oh, my God, I did. We went to Nashville, Kirsten and I did. And we had to be at the tailgate for an event. And then we got invited to go to the actual game. And sometimes we don't know if we can go into the actual game or not, but that game we did. But we had our luggage and we also had to catch a flight like not long after that. So I threw my suitcase in a bush. It's actually not that far from where Riley Strain, do you know Riley Strain, that boy that went missing in Nashville? What is up with that? I don't have any, I want to have hope, but I don't think that there's any hope with that situation. And I know you don't know anything about it, but I'm sure a lot of people do that are listening. But Riley Strain, he's from Missouri. He went missing. He got kicked out of, he was overserved at Luke Bryan's and got kicked out the back door. And his friends couldn't go. They said his friends couldn't go with him. So Riley, he looked like he got drugged or something. Like, he was fucked up. Like, the security cameras, he's stumbling. And at one point in the security cameras, you can kind of see what this is, just what it looks like. Someone kind of following him, chasing him down the road, and then he stumbles and falls. But something about a homeless man having his shirt, because he had a very distinct shirt on. And one of the homeless men had that shirt on. Like, one of the ladies that worked at the place was like, you know, I know this guy. We take pictures of them sometimes. The homeless people, they give him food, water, and she knows the person. Well, she recognized the person that was wearing that t-shirt. So that makes no sense.
Yeah, that's weird.
But yeah, that just happened not that long ago in Nashville. And I bring it up because just across the bridge, I hid my luggage in the bushes. And then went into the game. And when I was going into, you know, when I was leaving the game to go back to get my stuff, there was, like, homeless men everywhere. But, you know, Hunter and me, I had to cover everything up. And I blended everything in. Nobody knew it was there.
That's funny.
Then Rock the South a couple months later.
Yeah. Rock the South was fun. I had a good time there. I'm trying to remember what all happened.
You were in Texas?
Yeah, I drove from Texas over. It was Houston to there. It was like a 15-hour drive.
Why were you in Texas?
Working for whenever you were at Rock the South, and me and Brandon Shane hopped in the truck and drove all the way over there through the night and met up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a stressful weekend.
It was very hot.
Yeah.
So many people passed out. Mm-hmm. They put us in a hotel. Rock the South put Kirsten and I in a hotel. So Austin was coming from Texas. They stayed in the same town that we were in, but we were in different hotels.
Only one night.
Yeah. Okay. I guess only one night then. We met a lot of new people.
Yeah.
It was a 3-day event.
That's where I met Alex Hollum.
Mm-hmm. There's 90,000 people there within 3 days, like across the whole 3 days.
Yeah. I can't believe they started having people come in. It was like, you can come in at 12, but the gates don't open till 2 or something. And oh my gosh, like there's people just getting hammered. Or I mean, obviously they're going to be hammered before just from like parking lot and stuff. But then they're sitting in the line that was so hot. I mean,
nobody had water. Nobody had water. Like there were sprinklers. Like they had like this mist, yeah, like a misty forest.
That's only for right next to the gate.
Yeah.
I had Caden McGuire bring me like a couple waters, and every time someone went past, I was like, hey, let me get a beer. Just trying to stay hydrated.
I didn't see you much that trip because we were just so busy with mm-hmm. everything else. Like during the day, the first day that we got there, we were shooting content everywhere. Like all the cool statues and different, you know, things. We were doing videos and interviews. There's a house right across the road from the ground. And that's like the Rock the South headquarters house or whatever. That's where everybody's inside, like, you know, posting everything on the big screen, the lineup, all the events and stuff. But that's kind of where we met, and then they would pick us up on a golf cart and take us backstage. If you had the pass that I had, you had food. Like, there was a tent back there that had, like, different foods each day. So, we were very well fed, and there's this thing called, I can't really remember.
Get fat and sassy.
I don't really remember what it's called, but it was, like, the skybox thing. It was the inside air conditioning, like.
Yeah, the sky bar. I don't remember. I didn't get to go in there. It wasn't cool enough. Oh, I just had the VIP. I had a VIP pass, but I was in the camping area that was right behind that skybox for most of the time, so I could go in whenever I wanted to. It was pretty convenient having Caden McGuire and them in there.
I was going to say, because we weren't together that much, who were you hanging out with?
Caden and Creesh and all those guys. I mean, that's where I met Logan Yoder as well. He's a pretty good kid. And I'm trying to think of who else I got in connection with at that one. There's a lot of people.
So what was your impression on Rock the South and me? Like,
I thought it was badass.
Okay.
That's my Daryl friend, dude.
I could see him on stage. I could see him.
It's like, yeah. I was screaming. Oh, that was awesome. I have videos of me screaming how proud I am of you.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not about Rock the South, really.
Why not?
There
we did so much. So much happened.
I mean, there was that kid that got beat up there, jumped mm-hmm. by those.
And that was all over social media.
Oh, yeah. I did not hear about that for a while. And, like, I didn't know anything about it happening while I was there. I guess that poor kid was like 17 years old, and there was like three dudes over 21 that just jumped the shit out of him for spilling a beer on them or something, but he didn't even have a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was insane.
I don't understand that. I know a lot of creators were really pissed off about that.
I'm trying to remember who I opened for. Who was there? Zach Bryan.
Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton.
Jason Aldean?
No.
Or is he going to be there next year?
I don't know. I didn't see him there that time. Megan Maroney was at that one.
Okay. You might have to cut this next part, but I think it's already been announced, so I think you're good. But I found out at Rock the South last year who the opener, or like the headliner, was going to be, and it's Eric Church. But I wanted you guys to know that I knew that. I knew that since last summer. That was a secret that I had to hold in for a while.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did tell you.
I'm just kidding.
Chase, what's his name?
Chase.
Singer.
Matthews?
Yeah, Chase Matthews. We talked to him, ate lunch with him. Him and Kirsten are actually really good friends. We were going to get on his tour bus backstage, but it didn't really work out that way.
Yeah.
They actually switched up my lines last minute. So same thing as Auburn. We were practicing, but we had so much more to remember. But they did tell us we can have like our note card with us on stage. I didn't like that. You know, we're only up there for 2 minutes. I don't want these people to think that I'm relying on a note card, mm-hmm. even though it was a lot. And someone could look at me weirdly in the crowd and I might just go blank, like completely blank.
Yeah. But it did look better, you not having a note card with you.
Oh, yes. They switched up our lines like last minute. We had maybe 30 seconds to process what they're telling us and then go out on stage and say what they just said. As like 35,000-40,000 people are staring at you. It was fun though. Like Kirsten and I's job was to hype up the crowd, get them going right before all of the country singers came on. And that's what we did.
I'd say you guys did pretty good.
I was like the yee-yee girl and she was the yee-haw girl. Like we complimented each other very well. Yeah. We're like, can I get a yee-yee? And they'd be like, yee-yee. I'd be like, no, I didn't hear you. Can I get a yee? Like I was yee-yee. Same thing with Kirsten.
Can I get a yee-haw? What was it like to be on stage at Rock the South?
I don't know. You just kind of walk out there and you're having an out-of-body experience because it doesn't feel like real life. And at the time, I wasn't drinking.
You drank there.
I did drink. I told myself I don't think I could do this without getting a little buzzed up.
Did you like just find someone in the crowd and stare at them? Or?
Okay, so I told Austin this and it kind of sounded bad after I said it, but it made sense. Like, I don't know, the dudes in the front, like in the crowd, they fucking hyped us up. Like they were catcalling at us, whistling at us. And I know I've got a boyfriend, but that shit, it kept me going. I'm like, okay, these people love me. Like they're cheering. They've got their videos out on us. I'm like, oh my God, that's Brittany Scovel. Like that shit, that was awesome.
Yeah. I tried to get up as close as possible every single time, but
I was scared people weren't gonna like me up on stage because I wasn't from the South. I was also scared that people already had a formed opinion on me because of, you know, my videos on social media. And I'm a very controversial person, so I honestly thought it was crazy that Rock the South even had me up there because I'm not a I'm not the clean cookie cutter influencer. But I think that a lot of people appreciate that. I'm just always hard on myself when it comes to that because I'm not a cookie cutter clean person.
Yeah, you are very open.
I am.
Just a free soul. You're a free bird. Yep, you're amazing. You've made me very proud over the years.
Thank you. We went to that house party that one night, or maybe you weren't there. When I first got there, so I flew in and no, we didn't have a house party or anything like that. It was the night after the first night or whatnot, but all of the guys, I'm trying to remember exactly how it went, but Kirsten and I get there and people in the town we know of, like we have friends there, but I've never met them, just social media friends. And we all get together, we're at this house, and one of the guys took me to every boutique in town. Literally every boutique in town. We had like a free day, just landed, and he showed me every boutique in town because I was kind of worried about one of my outfits. I didn't have like boots or something. One of the boutiques that we went into, they actually followed me and they essentially like paid for my outfit. It was like the white fringe dress one that Kirsten and I had that first day. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good hospitality.
Man, Chris Stapleton was so good there. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I love him. That is a man.
That was one of Kirsten's favorites, too. And I love Zach Bryan. Last summer, I went on a Zach Bryan bender.
Yeah.
What was that album that he put out? I can't even remember. It's like Burn, 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 Tourniquet, Hey Driver, all those songs.
I think it is Burn, Burn, Burn.
Well, ever since that album dropped, I haven't been really interested in him ever since. I don't know. I don't know if he produced another album, but yeah, so they have asked me to come back for the next year. So I will be hosting and it's going to be fun. I obviously didn't do Auburn. Did they already have Auburn Spring? They do Auburn Spring Rodeo and Auburn Fall Rodeo.
No, I don't think they've done it yet. I think it's in March.
Or if they have done it, I know Kirsten told me that they aren't doing host at that anymore. So they're done with hosting for Auburn, but Rock the South, I actually have the sweatshirt packed. One of the girls with Rock the South sent me a sweatshirt that said, "This ain't my first rodeo." Because, you know, I'm not like a rodeo person, but I love watching that stuff and intertwining industries and stuff. But yeah, they've asked me to come back for 2024 and I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I don't know what it's going to look like this year because my co-host is going to be, 8 months pregnant at the time August comes around?
Yeah.
I need to talk to Kirsten then because she's still saying that she's hosting. But I also heard her say something about how she's going to be 8 months pregnant. I'm like, girl, are you doing this? Are you really doing this?
Yeah, she's on my big old belly on
it. Yeah. Anyways, all right. I think that's really all we have time for today. Fellow Ferals out. Remember to like, subscribe, drop a follow, drop a review.
Do it.
Anything else you want to say?
Always remember, it never hurts to smile and make somebody else's day a little bit better.
Amen. Amen. Okay, guys, we'll see you later.
Oh, sake.
This guy. Okay, I think we're good.